This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello everyone, this is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Vero Beach, Florida at Piper's headquarters. We're continuing our visit here at Vero Beach to discuss the new Piper jet. I'm in the cockpit of the jet with Dave Swartz, who's a chief of flight test at Piper. Thanks for being with us, Dave.
Oh, you're welcome.
Piper, for all of its existence, has been a company that has certified only propeller-driven airplanes. Now we're sitting in a jet, so you have to invent a test program to certify that. How did you do that, and what's the basic description of that test program?
Well, with the J1, what we call the J1 test team for the jet, we went out to the field and we hired in a lot of experienced engineers. They had past experience on them approving, certifying jet aircraft. And personnel, we were able to put together a team that had a vast experience level over various disciplines for a jet program. The process so far has been a very smooth process into the transition from propeller airplanes into the jet thus far.
What are the differences and similarities between testing a typical Piper propeller aircraft versus a jet? Higher speeds, obviously.
Higher speeds, a little bit better performance. The stability is a little bit different from a propeller airplane, and of course the landings are a little bit different. You know, we don't have a big, especially on the prototype here, we don't have any type of means of slowing the airplane down on a runway. We don't have that big prop out there anymore as a speed brake. So we're gathering a lot of good information on the POC on exactly what additional features, such as speed brakes, lift dumpers, etc., that we want to be able to add on to the production airplanes.
Now, you said you're in the 55th hour of time on this airframe. Where does that put you in the test program? What have you accomplished? What comes next?
Well, for the POC airplane, like you stated, we have 55 hours on the airplane. We're going to have put on probably in the neighborhood of 200 hours for the POC testing, which is covering a lot of our stability, handling qualities, probably be some high angle of attack testing, etc. And right now, the results that we have done for example, with stability and control, we're showing that the airplane has been meeting and exceeding a lot of the characteristics that we're noticing on the simulator model that we've been flying.
Any surprises, big or small?
No, there's not really been any surprises with the airplane. We have been delightfully surprised that a lot of thus far where we are at the airspeed envelope, that we're not really seeing any big issues with short period stability or Dutch roll, for example. Everything's been dampened out very nicely.
Now tell me a little bit about the going forward here. Once the 200 hours have been flown on the proof of concept, then you're going to go to a three-ship intensive test program?
Yeah, once we get about 200 hours on the airplane, 250 hours, we're going to take all that data that we were able to gather during the initial preliminary testing of the POC airplane, take that information and use that to be able to come up with a final production design. Then once we have that design, we'll be building three, possibly four conformity prototypes that will utilize one chip for example, for stability and control testing, high angle of attack testing. Another one will be our avionics test bed. The other one will be a systems test bed. And possibly a fourth might be utilized for service testing.
Now, we're sitting in the cockpit of the test article here. Previously, the Malibus, the Mirages, and the Meridians have had yokes. This obviously has side stick controllers. That's a big difference. How do you like these? How are they working out so far?
Well, I was a little apprehensive at first, since all the airplanes I've flown in the past has been with a center yoke. When I was looking at the side sticks here, I thought it would take me, being a right-handed person, a number of hours or flights in the airplane to get used to this side stick controller. But I found out after one or two flights, it's a very easy device to use, is very intuitive, and get to a point where it's actually delightful to fly the airplane with a side stick instead of a center yoke.
How are the handling characteristics? It seemed when you did the flyby, we noticed two things. One, the airplane is very quiet, and the other, when you did the go-around, there didn't seem to be much of a pitch excursion, which you would expect with that high mount of engine.
Well, the go-around, there is a slight downward pitching moment when you add power, of course, due to the high thrust line, but it's very easy to overcome with a little bit of force on the wheel and able to trim it out readily. And it's very easy to transition from, say, landing to the go-around phase, which is, should be a no problem to a customer in the field.
Now, this airplane will have a 61-knot stall speed?
No, currently we're, I believe our stall speed is going to be in the neighborhood around 64, 65 knots, and that's the full flap gear down approach stall speed.
But that's still quite slow for a jet.
Yes, it is still quite slow. So we should have a final approach speed in the neighborhood about 85 to 90 knots, which is pretty much the same as a Meridian.
So that means that the short field takeoff and landing performance of this airplane ought to be pretty good, possibly the highest in the category of light jets?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
When you took off here at a weight a couple hundred pounds below gross, it looked like you got off in under
2,000 feet. Matter of fact, when I ran the engines up at the end of runway, I'm at the 7,000-foot point, and by rotation speed, I was right just shy of the 5,000-foot remaining on the runway.
How do you find the pitch and roll forces?
Right now, being a brand-new airplane, the pitch and roll forces on this particular POC airplane are a little bit high, but being an engineering airplane, that gives us a good opportunity here to fine-tune the control system to be very much in line with the Malibu and the Mirage. That's one of our main goals, is to make the airplane control system harmonization to the point where a pilot could effortlessly transition from a, say, Matrix, a Mirage, a Meridian into the jet without any, and really just be able to transition in there and with no issues with handling of the airplane.
Now, the control system in this airplane is cable and tube, is that correct?
No, it's cables and pulleys.
Cables and pulleys, no tubes at all. And as far as the engine control, there is a FADEC. Is that, then that is essentially throttle by wire?
Yes, you could call it a throttle by wire system. It's a basically a computer that will automatically, it senses pressure, altitude, OAT, and et cetera, and it will take that information and come up with a thrust setting and a fuel flow where you can just effortlessly move the throttle from the flight idle or ground idle to the takeoff detent and automatically set the power for you.
Will the FADEC know the airplane weight?
Negative. It will not.
It just sets power for ambient conditions?
Correct.
So that's a kind of a maximum continuous thrust
setting? Right. It would be a take. Currently, we're going to have a takeoff setting for with a 5-minute limitation, and then we'll have a max continuous power thrust setting. And then after that, it will be a cruise setting.
Last question. looking at the airplane now, of course, we don't have the avionics in it, and it'll eventually have the new Garmin suite in it. It looks to me, from what you said, that this ought to be a fairly easy airplane, single pilot.
Well, that's our main goal with this airplane here, is to, from a human factors ergonomic standpoint, is to make this airplane as easy as to fly as possible. And that's going to be with the control system on the airplane, the avionics suite that we installed the airplane, to make sure that the user to the machine interface is the best we can make it.
Well, thanks for talking with us, Dave.
Oh, thank you.
We've been speaking with Dave Swartz, who's chief of flight test here at Piper in Vero Beach. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.